Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. CTO Chair in Cayman Islands Tourism Minister shares welcome to SODIC. Welcome remarks by the Honorable Kenneth Bryan, Chairman of Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO, and Cayman Islands Minister for Tourism, delivered the welcome message at the State of the Tourism Industry Conference, SODIC, opening ceremony held at the Westin in the Governor's Ballroom on Wednesday, September 4, 2024. Here, his remarks are shared in their entirety. Excellencies, Honorable Ministers and Commissioners of Tourism, my brothers and sisters from across the Caribbean, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to the Cayman Islands. Welcome to my home. It is both an honor and a privilege to stand before you today, in my capacity as the host of this State of the Tourism Industry Conference, and the former chairman of the Caribbean Tourism Organization. Reflecting on the past 2 years, I am filled with a deep sense of gratitude and pride for the journey we have taken together, and for the opportunity to serve this esteemed organization that plays such a vital role in the development and promotion of our beloved region. When I first took on this role, I was a newly elected minister, eager and curious about the world of Caribbean tourism. I was immediately captivated by the immense potential of this organization and the collective strength of its then 22 member countries. Over the course of my tenure, I have had the privilege of visiting many of your beautiful territories, each with its unique charm, authenticity, and spirit. These travels have only deepened my fascination and appreciation for our Caribbean family. There is something extraordinary about the beauty of our islands, the warmth of our people, and the resilience that runs through our veins. It is this resilience, this unconquerable spirit, that truly sets us apart on the global stage. Today, I will not dwell on the accomplishments of the past 2 years. I believe the progress we have made together speaks for itself. Instead, I would like to share a few reflections and insights gained during my time as chairman, summed up by three little words that I believe are essential as we continue to shape the future of Caribbean tourism. The first is unity, because I have witnessed many times that there is unparalleled strength in unity. Our region, though diverse in language, culture, and history, is bound together by a common heritage and a shared destiny. When we come together, when we speak with one voice, we are a formidable force to be reckoned with. The Caribbean's strength lies not in our individual islands, but in our collective identity as a region. This is why I have been so passionate about growing our organization, and I am happy that three new members, Curaçao, USVI, and Bermuda, have been welcomed to our fold during my tenure. I look forward to many more countries following suit, as I would love nothing better than to see all territories across the English, French, Dutch, and Spanish-speaking Caribbean united under one banner. Imagine the power we could harness, the influence we could wield, if we stood together as a truly united Caribbean. In addition to unity, my second word is diversification. While our sun, sea, and sand will always be at the heart of our region's appeal, we must continually expand and innovate to give travelers experiences that are unique to each of our islands. Whether it's highlighting our cultural traditions, our foods, music, festivals, arts, or natural wonders, each aspect of our heritage and way of life says something about who we are as Caribbean people. By constantly seeking ways to diversify our tourism offerings, we not only enrich the visitor experience but also create new opportunities for sustainable development, ensuring that the dividends from tourism reach all corners of our societies, benefiting our people and our economies for generations to come. My third and final word is collaboration. As a government minister and as the chair of this organization, I have often been left in awe by the power of collaboration, not just within our region, but also throughout the world. Rarely can the challenges we face, whether they be economic, environmental, or social, be solved in isolation. Consequently, we must forge stronger partnerships with the global tourism industry, with international organizations, and with our diaspora communities. I believe that by working together, sharing our knowledge and pooling our resources, we can overcome any obstacle and ensure that the Caribbean remains as one of the most highly regarded and sought-after destinations on the planet. As we sit here in the middle of hurricane season, Collaboration is especially important when it comes to safeguarding our environment, which is the foundation of our tourism industry. Our beaches and warm seas and ecosystems are among the assets that draw millions of visitors to our shores every year. But they are as fragile as they are beautiful, and we must work tirelessly, particularly in this era of climate change, to raise our voices, champion our causes, and do everything that we possibly can in unity and collaboration to protect and preserve our natural assets for the future. My friends, one of the most important things I have observed as I have traveled around the region is the necessity of tourism to all of our economies. Tourism truly is the lifeblood of the Caribbean, contributing significantly to our GDPs, providing employment to thousands of our citizens, and supporting countless small businesses and mom-and-pop operations. It is the industry that connects us to the world, that showcases our creativity, and is our greatest source of pride. And so, as I pass the baton to the Honorable Ian Goodingage Hill, our new chairperson, I do so with full confidence in the organization. It has been my absolute pleasure and honor to have served the CTO to the best of my ability, and I will continue to show my support alongside my regional colleagues. Together, we have shown the world that the Caribbean is not just a destination, but a home, a place of warmth, courage, and endless possibilities. Before I go, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the incredible people who have made my tenure a success. Firstly, I wish to extend my heartfelt appreciation to Rosa Harris, Chairman of the CTO Board of Directors, and Director of Tourism here in the Cayman Islands. Rosa is an exceptional leader who has been at my side from day one. She embraces incredible responsibility with grace and determination, and her passion for the CTO's mission, coupled with her relentless work ethic, has been a driving force behind much of my success. Rosa is supported by a wonderful team of capable, dedicated, and committed individuals at the Department of Tourism who not only market and showcase our islands to the world, driving visitation to our shores, but who have worked very long hours planning and organizing this conference. They have done an excellent job, and I wish to thank them all for their very hard work. I also wish to thank the directors and staff at the CTO Secretariat for the guidance, patience, and perseverance they have shown to me. You have no idea how much it was appreciated. And finally, I would like to thank my premier, the Honorable Juliana O'Connor Connolly, for her understanding and encouragement during my tenure as chairman. My premier, as a seasoned politician and staunch supporter of regional collaboration, never once complained about my absence from caucus or cabinet when I traveled to CTO meetings, but rather showed nothing but support for my being in a regional role. As I bring my remarks to a close, I will leave you with a quote that not only inspires me, but I believe encapsulates the spirit of our region. And that is, alone, we can do so little; together, we can do so much. These words, spoken by Helen Keller, remind us that our true strength lies in our unity, diversity, and collaboration. Thank you all very much. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.